Gracie, I think it's so sweet that you're writing the president a letter. I mean, he really needs some cheering up. First he loses the House and the Senate, then he jogs to McDonald's and finds out a McLean has 10 grams of fat.
10? What about those chicken McNuggets?
No, so that's how you got those McLove handles.
What's right? What's the right way to address the man who runs our entire country?
Dear Newt?
Don't be so smart, you. B, you're a good writer. Go help your sister.
If it's a nice letter, forget it.
Why? What are you, a Republican?
I've got a trust fund. I'm no boob.
Maxwell, if he wants the damn play, then let him have it. It isn't even finished.
Who?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Look, Cece, I found this play first. I want to produce it. You know, just once, I want to be on top.
I want you on top, too, Maxwell. You're just not going to win. You might as well give up. C'est la vie.
La vie. Why shouldn't he try for it? His shows are just as good.
As good as Phantom of the Opera?
Uh-huh.
Maxwell, for your own good, give up. It's a futile fight. For God's sake, I know when I'm licked.
Just give me a minute to get that image out of my head. No, gonna have to live with it.
It is reassuring to know that if anything happens to me, you're here to continue my work.
Maybe she's right. I should just withdraw the offer. That way it won't look like I've lost to him again.
Lost? You haven't even begun to fight. Mr. Sheffield, the only thing that Andrew Lloyd Webber has that you don't is a middle name.
I've got a middle name.
Oh, well, there you are. What is it?
Beverly.
Moving on. Okay. Here's something else that you have that he doesn't.
Yeah, what's that, Miss Fine?
Me. Right, Niles?
What about a whopper?
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more.
She had style, she had flair,
she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan.
The flashy girl from Flushing.
Clifford, that geek at my school.
Uh-huh. Oh, honey, you know, he's not such a geek. Not everyone can pull off mittens clipped to their sleeves.
Well, he offered to help me run my PSATs.
Yeah?
But I can't be seen with him.
Sweetie, it's the 90s. Les geeks say chic. See, here's the progression. Pocket protector, software genius, compound in Malibu. Listen to me, you'll be smart. Meanwhile, I'm a maid.
All right, it's all set. We're taking the playwright to dinner tonight. And I happen to know he fancied himself a bit of a ladies' man, so I thought maybe I'd set him up with Cindy. Hmm? Nothing like a supermodel on the rebound, eh?
Oh, now you see, Mr. Sheffield, that's why you're wearing Donna Karen, and I'm wearing... Well, actually, I'm wearing Donna Karen, too, but they cut the label out. So what's this guy like?
Dakota Williams? Oh, he's an elderly southern gentleman, you know, a real man's man. Drinking, chain-smoking, plain-talking.
Oh, gee, and you want to fix him up with Cindy Crawford? I don't know, from Richard Gere to Yosemite Sam? You know what? Leave everything to me. I have just the gal for you. Cheap, foul mouth, fine secondhand smoke, a big turn-on.
Oh, Miss Fine, you wouldn't want to go out with him?
Didn't mean me. I hate smoke.
Do you think you can convince this friend of yours to go out with him?
Oh, I don't know. She's going to be willing to have cocktails in a mansion, dinner at a five-star restaurant, and ride around all night in a limo with some famous guy who's too old to jump her. Gonna be tough.
Now, Niles, you must be particularly attentive to Mr. Williams this evening. I want his visit here to be first class in every way.
Yeah, Niles, stay on your toes.
Mm. Oh!
Oh, my toes.
Now, there you are, Miss Fine. Now, guess what? After dinner, I've chartered a boat to take us around Manhattan with a Cajun blues band I've flown in from New Orleans.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, now you're showing some gumbos.
Oh, he's here. Nanny Fine, take a powder.
Oh, no, 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 Cece. If it weren't for Miss Fine, we wouldn't be entertaining a Pulitzer Prize winner here this evening.
Pulitzer Clearinghouse? How much did he win?
Miss Fine, take a powder.
Mr. Dakota Williams.
I've just back to you all. Welcome. I do not stand on ceremony. And just to prove it, I'll drink anything you got. As long as it's sour mash whiskey.
Oh, we got that all right. Don't we, Niles?
What are you, nuts?
I'm Cece Babcock, Mr. Williams. Your plays are so profound. Where do you get your inspiration?
Give me an uptight alcoholic spinster, and I give you a play.
Ta-da!
Sugar, sugar, sugar. Little darling, who are you?
Hi, I'm Fran Fine. You know, I was the lead in one of your plays in high school because of my accent. Everyone thought I was from the South.
Must have been an amazing production.
Oh, when I played the death scene with my mammy, how I loved her, how I loved her. Anyway, there wasn't a dry eye in Flushing.
Flushing like a toilet?
On a good day.
Oh, Sheffield, this is one saucy woman. Oh, we're going to get along like two June bugs at a summer picnic.
Well, actually, she's not your date.
No.
Your date's even cruder.
Yes, much. I'll get that.
Me too.
Oh, Miss Fine, I can taste victory already, and it's all you. I have you to thank.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you get a load of the chick I fixed him up with. Ta-da!
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to dig up a brassiere that hooks in the front. Okay.
Bloody mind!
Oh, look who's here. Bob's big boy.
Miss Fine! You fixed up America's foremost living playwright with a woman whose greatest attribute is making rice that doesn't stick together?
He was smiling when he met her.
He's drunk out of his mind.
All right, she's on painkillers. Maybe neither of them will realize they're together.
Miss Fine. Miss Fine, haven't I been good to you?
Yes, you have.
Gave you a job when you needed one?
Yes, you did.
All the slim fast bars you can eat?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you repay me?
I was just trying to be the woman behind the man.
How would you like to be the woman behind the Burger King counter?
The one on 57th Street is hiring.
You know, for a minute there when I saw Yetta, I thought that she was Dakota's date.
Oh, let me tell her in lieu of a Christmas boner.
No! Oh, it's your fault. Maxwell, let's kill her.
Cece, I prefer to do this without any witnesses. Niles?
Mr. Sheffield, let me just tell you my thinking. Andrew Lloyd Webber would have never thought to fix him up with someone like Grandma Yetta.
Well, Nanny Fine finally dug a hole deep enough to bury her and her hair.
Oh, Miss Babcock, you have a little something,
Oh, well, give me that.
try them.
Yummy.
All right, would you keep it down? We've got company.
Cece?
What?
What on earth happened to your face?
She cut herself shaving.
Anyway, 30 years, I'm thinking it's a beauty bar. Suddenly, I wake up, it's the size of Danny DeVito.
Glitter! That's nothing. I got something that looks like a gas cap off a 64 Corvette growing on my butt.
We believe you. We believe you.
Oh, I got something for you. But first, I gotta take off my girdle.
You little tease. You're such a turn-on.
Did you hear that? Yetta. Big turn-on.
Excuse me, Mr. Williams. I know we could all go on and on about Yetta. Hell, she turns me on. But why don't we see if we can't work out a deal before you're sober? Supper! You're supper!
Sheffield, is this how you do business? Just show me where to sign. Come on, honeysuckle.
It's all body language. Watch the walk.
Miss Fine, you never cease to amaze me.
I don't know why you're so shocked. I mean, you asked me to fix the man up with someone. I followed my instincts. Simple, yet bonus worthy.
Miss Fine, I could just kiss you.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but didn't. You're embarrassing me. Oh, he keeps calling me his right arm.
Miss Fine, you have more lives than Garfield.
Niles, lox, eggs, and onions.
Yes. Mm. Grandma Yetta left her breakfast order on the doorknob before she went to bed.
Well, when she sleeps over, she always thinks she's at the Fountainblow. If you want to make a buck, tie your shirt into a calypso knot and serve her a piña colada.
Oh, Miss Fine.
Coming. I'm feeling a little short. Time to get on my pedestal.
Ah, there she is.
Who?
My right arm.
Oh, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Fine. I just can't help it. I own Dakota Williams' next play. Oh. I finally beat Andrew Lloyd Webber. And it wouldn't have happened if it weren't for you.
Oh, you did it all yourself. I was merely your,
right arm.
Stop it! You're in... Oh, it's you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll have some of everything. I'm on the American plane.
Tell me, did the dinner last night go well? You got home so late.
Oh, she was quite the little vixen.
Yetta, you didn't drop anything under the table and go look for it, did you?
One time, just to see if I still had it.
Oh, God. That was you?
That was you?
Do you two want to be alone?
Meanwhile, Dak and I are a match made in heaven. Uh-huh. I like dark meat, he likes light. I could hear the movie, he could see it. I got a right lung, he's got a left. But the best part is he's retired.
No, he's not retired yet, Yetta. He's still got a play to finish.
Good luck. The man hasn't written a word in 20 years.
Oh, Yetta, you're confused. Mr. Sheffield just bought his play.
That's right. The first act is on my desk right now.
Did you happen to notice it was written with a quill pen?
What is she saying?
I'm saying don't hold your breath for the second act. The man's got writer's blockage.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Thank you for introducing us. Most guys my age are senile. I'll be in the gift shop.
All right, let's recap. I now own a play that is totally worthless, and Andrew Webber does not. My right arm is strangely silent. Did it have a stroke?
It's thinking. Try and follow me for a minute here. Why would Dak sign a deal with you when he could have signed a deal with Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Because my plays are just as good.
No, really. It's because of Yetta. You know, he might back out of the deal if she dumps him.
Wait, it's fine. Dak is the most exciting man Yetta's ever met. I mean, what would possibly make her leave him?
Well, she had her eye on the couch in the lobby.
Yetta. I hate when they don't put prices on things.
Hey, where do you start?
Look, Yetta, I know you've grown very fond of Dak, but... Well, you should know he drinks far too much. He swears like a sailor and, well, frankly, he's a scoundrel with women.
Mr. Sheffield, are you trying to talk her out of it or into it? Let me handle this.
Yetta, you gotta break up with him.
Why? He's cute and he's loaded. If we got married someday, this would all be yours.
What are we really doing here?
Oh, no, wait a minute. I can't do this. I can't ask her to give up her last chance for happiness just so I can get out of a bloody business deal.
Hold it. This was business? I was just a cheap, tawdry sex toy? Why does this always happen to me?
I'm very sorry, Yetta.
Hey, I was there. How could you not use me? Business is important. I myself am an entrepreneur.
My family's gonna have to stop breeding.
Franny, let me talk to your husband in private. You wanna talk business? Here's the deal. I'll give up Dak if you quit fooling around with the blonde. Shame on you. Look what you got.
Max, lighten up. What's with the unga blues and a punim?
Unga what?
Sourpuss. You know, it's a face like that that kept Molly Ringwald from a film career as an adult.
The worst thing has happened. The computer nerd asked me out.
Oh, so he's getting a little interactive, huh?
Fran, I don't want to go out with him. Oh, he'll wear that hat with those ear flaps.
Honey, let me impart some wisdom on you. My mother always dressed my father in leisure suits. And no one has ever stolen him away.
I don't understand. My best friend Whitney's going out with a football player who is so studly.
All right, honey. Let me just give you the progression here. Star quarterback, pulled groin, beer gut. Can I check your oil, please?
Maxwell, I'm coming in and I have terrible news.
Isn't that redundant?
Sissy, nothing can spoil this perfect day. Just about now, Andrew Lloyd Webber is probably realizing that he owns Dakota Williams' long-awaited opus named You Better Like Act One, 'cause there ain't no Act Two!
I read. Dakota Williams closes a deal with Andrew Lloyd Webber to produce his new play.
Mm-hmm.
Which he finished in one night.
Oh, Miss Fine.
Are you doing the hokey pokey and you need your right arm in?
I'd take it out before he shakes it all about.
What? Weber stole our playwright.
Well, tell us something we don't know.
All right.
The playwright was inspired to complete the deeply personal project by a recent bout of unrequited love. In contrast to his usual heroine, the pivotal character is an earthy, elderly, Hebraic woman named Zeta.
Ever since I started working here, I don't need a treadmill.
I have to get Miss Grace. Mr. Clinton's here.
Clinton? The president? He knows Barbara Streisand. This is so exciting. Who are you?
I'm Roger Clinton. Well, I was at the inauguration, but I had terrible seats.
Miss Fine, you haven't been dismissed. I haven't finished with you yet.
Now, Mr. Sheffield, we have company. Roger Clinton is here.
Oh. Why?
Well, your daughter wrote my brother a letter, and he was so touched by it, he asked me to stop by while I was in town.
Where's the president?
Honey, he couldn't make it, but his brother came instead.
Oh.
Isn't this exciting? Honey, go get your camera.
Why would I want a picture?
Go!
You know, Mr. Clinton, Miss Fine here is a great admirer and supporter of your entire family.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, that's nice to hear.
As a matter of fact, you should send for her in 96.
Oh. Yeah,
she is an inspiration to have in your corner.
Well, I'll tell Bill. You know, he's always looking for a good right arm.
Oh. Mr. Sheffield, that was so nice of you. You know, I thought you were a Republican.
I am.
Thank you for my gift.
Well, yet I just hope you enjoy it.
You know, for the club chair I would have put out.
Well, that's what happens when you get involved with an entrepreneur.